Welcome to What's Up in Jeju, where I visit places around the island and talk about what's happening with hashtag Daily K's host, Peter Bint.
So, I mentioned in the preview, related to animals this week, where did you go?
Right, so I went to Hallam area, but let me ask you first, well, in Korea, there's been an uptick in households with pets. Do you have any friends or family that have pets?
I don't think we had a neighbor, my daughter's one of her best friends, who got hamsters not so long ago.
Cute.
But I think they ate each other, maybe.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. What a turn there.
So my daughter,
how do I segue
the first
into
time
the...
she went to see them?
Okay.
She wanted hamsters really badly.
Yeah.
And then the second time she learned that they died, she was like, I don't want hamsters anymore. And I was like, thank goodness.
I worked in a pet shop and I've also dealt with hamsters as well. And yes, that can happen. So let's smoothly segue into the next part here. According to a report from 2023, by the end of 2022, around 5.5 million households in Korea had furry friends, totaling about 12 million people. So that means one in every four Koreans had a pet.
Wow, in their household. That is a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but unfortunately, the harsh reality is that more households embrace pet ownership. The number of lost and or abandoned animals has also risen. Worse yet, when it comes to lost and abandoned animals, Jeju holds the top spot in the country. And this next part's pretty grim.
Oh, no.
In fact, people actually travel to Jeju to abandon their animals. Now, according to the 2022 Lost and Abandoned Animal Analysis Report, for every 10,000 people in Jeju, there are 71.1 cases of animals left stranded. And that's way above the national average of just 21.8 cases. So in Jeju, annually, over 4,000 animals end up in shelters.
That's great. People travel to Jeju to abandon their pets. That sounds insane, doesn't it? How are they transporting them? Are they paying for tickets and then just dumping them there?
It could be ferry. It could be any means. But if you think they go to the island and just like, okay, it's going to be on the island. See ya, sort of thing. So,
It might be okay there, perhaps, is what they're thinking. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm the wrong guy to ask about that. I'll just like spout out all my opinions on that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Of course, you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, so what happens to the lost and abandoned animals?
Well, just a handful find new homes through adoption or donation. But with shelters packed to the brim, it tragically leads to euthanization. Now, in Jeju, there are privately run shelters that don't resort to euthanasia. And this week, I paid a visit to one such shelter on the west side called Hallim Animal Shelter.
All right, and we got a photo. Oh, this is going to melt people's hearts, isn't it? Three lovely dogs, one jumping up on you. Are you in, like, a jumpsuit provided by the place?
Oh, no, that's something I got myself, and this picture was taken on March 1st, 2022. You know, you got to prep, and you go a couple times, you're like, okay, I need to layer up here. During my initial visit to the shelter, I volunteered there several times, so it was really special to me. Now, there's going to be no map time today, as the shelter aims to minimize the exposure of its location, as some people have been known to just dump their dogs at the door right there. And it's happened before. I've witnessed it. So we trust you guys, and we trust everybody who's listening and watching, of course, but it's just a precaution. Let's simply say that it's situated on the west side of the island near Hallim.
Well, you know, I get that. They don't want loads of people dumping their dogs there. But at the same time, if people are going to abandon their dogs, isn't it better to abandon them at a shelter? It's just they get overwhelmed, I suppose.
I mean, yeah, that comes into logistics. You know, it comes into prep. I mean, there's a right way and wrong way to do things, right? And today, later on, we are going to tell you all how to do things the right way if you want to help out or, you know, possibly do something with an animal. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us more about the shelter.
Absolutely. Hallim Animal Shelter is a private facility providing homes to around 120 abandoned dogs. Initially established by the late Lee Myo-suk as a private initiative, she personally cared for abandoned dogs and built shelters for them, but sadly she passed away in the summer of 2022. And since then, leadership has been taken over by the private animal protection NGO, JJ Friends, spelled J-E-J-E, JJ, and that's actually the shirt I'm wearing today. And once again, at this shelter, dogs are not euthanized. And at present, JJ Friends coordinate with volunteer activities, fundraising, and resource campaigns, all aimed at providing loving homes for these dogs.
That's amazing. So the dogs there, it's so wonderful the work they're doing, but I feel so sad for them all, like many of them barking all the time and out in the elements and stuff. I don't know how to feel, Mark. What should I do? We're going to find out, right?
Yes, we will. We will. We will find out later. Yes. And what's really great about JJ Friends and what they're doing is since taking over, and granted, the previous person who ran it, it was just one person, honestly, and it was just too much work. But now with this NGO running things, they take them to the hospital, they get them neutered. There was even like little quarantine pens, like one needed a diet, so he was in this pen getting special food. Another one had a skin issue, so he had his own little area. So they really care for the animals. There's a whole stack of medicine as well with labels and everything. So they're doing things pretty seriously down there, and it's amazing.
That's great. Steve asking a good question. Is there also a shelter for cats or is there only dogs? The thing when we talk about shelters, and I feel when we talk about pets in Korea, we're almost always talking just about dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems to be synonymous when we talk about Ewandongmu. We're not meaning to neglect the other animals there, but dogs is the main issue, I feel.
Yes, there are some cat shelters. Some are government run, but many are also privately run. Actually, a friend of mine, she's not a shelter, but she fosters, I don't know, maybe close to over 10, close to 20, maybe over 20 cats, but she makes sure that they're spayed and that they get adopted out. But she's also pushing for the fact that, you know, even the idea of catching these animals, the wild animals, neutering them, and then at least like sending them back out, if you can't at least find a home, that's going to stop the constant, I guess, breeding and reproduction of these stray animals as well, which is an issue.
Yeah, I remember we've talked about some cat shelters, some of them unmanned as well. One was on an island or down on the coast somewhere, a refurbished building, which looked absolutely stunning. But yeah, there is an issue. I don't know, it's not as bad as when I was younger, but there are street cats, you know, out and about in urban areas like Seoul and whatnot. Okay, so this private sanctuary for dogs located on Jeju Island, you mentioned Cheche Friends, and they're trying to find those loving families for the dogs. How do they go about that?
That's a really great question. And I think to do things proper, it's essential to understand each dog's unique traits, their health status, immunization history, gender, and whether they've been neutered. If you've owned a dog, like, you know, like, each dog really is individual. I didn't really get that until I had my own two dogs who are very different from each other. But why don't we explore the next two images to delve deeper into this process?
Okay, so we've got what looks like a screenshot with lots of profile photos of these dogs. Looks like they could be models.
Yeah, this is a screenshot from jejeon.com, spelled J-E-J-E-O-N.com, where you can find information on all the 120-plus dogs currently housed at Hallam. And let's move on to the next image to discover about my personal favorite, Tonggi. Although they're all amazing. Yeah.
Is that a husky?
It is. It's a husky misc, Tonggi. It's a big boy, estimated to be born in 2021, weighing between 25 to 36 kilograms. I know, I believe someone asked, are they mostly large dogs that are abandoned? Yeah. And that is the case many times, larger, medium to larger sized dogs. But Tonggi here has been neutered, gives all the personal information. And JJ Friends, they just did an amazing job archiving these animals, and 25 have been adopted out since they've taken over, and that's amazing. You know, it's really good stuff. JY and I, we talked about how when we were volunteering, and we were just like, we don't know when these dogs are going to get adopted out. There was just no timeline, but now since JJ Friends has taken over, it's happening, and it's a great thing.
So that rate, I see here that they've archived 140 dogs, 25 adopted. That's a decent rate of adoption for a shelter like this.
Yeah, just getting started, you know, and just let's keep it rolling, right? Of course, let's not keep bringing dogs in. Let's cut that back down as well. No. But yes, I think it's amazing process. progress, and you'll see one of the pictures later on in part three, the story behind one such dog and how anything's possible. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so you got to sit down with the director of JJ Friends for a talk.
That's right, that's right. That's director Hong Nong Young, and let's go ahead and watch the video.
Thank you so much for having us. Could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
제주에서 동물보호단체 제제 프렌즈를 운영하는 홍난영입니다.
You know, JJ Friends, before you didn't really have like a hi, like a steady shelter, but you decided to kind of take over for Halim Animal Shelter. How did that come about and why?
예전에 소장님께서 이제 소장님이 계셨는데 그분이 이제 너무 힘들어 하신다는 얘기를 듣고 저희가 이제 도와드리러 왔었어요. 근데 갑자기 소장님이 돌아가시게 되면서 저희가 얘네들을 두고 나올 수가 없더라고요. 그래서 이제 그게 벌써 거의 2년 전인데 이게 계속 하고 있어요. 그렇게 하고 있어요.
Was that a challenge? Were there any, I guess, like, was it a difficult process? Or because you guys have experience, has it been pretty smooth?
그 과정이 예전에는 소장님께서 몸이 안 좋으시다 보니까 매일 오지 못하셨던 것 같아요. 그래서 애들 밥도 맨날 못 먹고 아픈 애들 있어도 치료도 못 받고 이랬는데 저희가 가장 오면서 가장 먼저 했던 게 봉사자 관리. 그래서 매일 올 수 있도록 먼저 했고요. 그 다음에 이제 조금 여유가 생기면서 아픈 애들을 이제 병원에 데리고 가기 시작을 했죠. 그리고 이제 각종 예방약 있잖아요. 심장 사상충이나 뭐 이런 예방약도 매달 먹이고 있고 그런 식으로 계속 프로세스를 잡아갔죠.
Have you had any successful adoptions since taking over?
이제 해외 입양 단체가 있어서 거기 도움으로 한 20마리 정도 됐고 이제 봉사자분이 입양하는 게 한 대여섯 마리 정도 있었어요.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing stuff. What's the future hold, I guess, for JJ Friends and also Halim Animal Shelter? Do you have any big plans or just keep doing what you're doing? Keep going forward.
이제 동물보호법이 개정이 되면서 여기가 이제 지금은 다 불법 건축물이에요. 그런데 동물보호법상 얘네들을 다 철거하고 합법적인 건축물을 지어야 돼요. 그래서 곧 얘네들을 철거하고 신축을 해야 되는데 그게 매우 큰 프로젝트이고 근데 그걸 위해서 저희가 이제 후원 굿즈가 있어요. 뭐 티셔츠, 뭐 배지 이런 것도 있는데 그런 거를 좀 많이 팔고자 이제 팝업 스토어 개념으로 좀 진행을 하고자 합니다. 네.
And I guess good luck with that. Really, really, really. I hope that happens. Realistically, a lot of our listeners are from overseas, and we have a lot of viewers on our channel as well, and they're just not in Korea, let alone Jeju. How can they realistically spread the message and help out here at Halim Animal or JJ?
그래서 이제 저희가 이제 가장 좋은 거는 이 아이들이 여기에 있고 이런 현실에 처해 있다라는 거를 많이 알리는 게 좋으니까 저희 인스타그램, 유튜브 이제 구독, 팔로우 많이 해주시고 거기에 이제 좀 관심 많이 가져주시고 그런 게 제일 좋을 것 같아요. 네.
We'll make sure to put the links in, definitely. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really having a great time. We have to get back to work. Yeah, thank you.
So in this third part, we're going to find out how we can help the shelter out.
Absolutely. Now, even though our listeners are spread all across the globe and most of you are not here, you can still lend a hand. But before we delve into that, I'd like to share a photo of a special boy who is JY's personal favorite before and after he's been adopted to kind of, you know, just talk about his story. So let's take a look at the before photo.
Okay, who is this fine-looking chap?
Yes, this is Bigdol, amazing animal. When we were volunteering there, he's just this scruffy dog's dog, just so friendly, very calm, and just a happy little boy. And let's check out his post-adoption photo. Now, don't let that let this poor photo fool you.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not unhappy. He had to get a haircut, you know, for cleanliness reasons. And here's the thing. Also, there's a lot going on for little Bigdol because he's been in the shelter system for 10 years. 10 years, right? So that's why this story is special,
goodness.
That anything can happen, right? Even dogs who you would consider unadoptable, right? Little Baekdo here, which his name has since been changed to Chunte, was adopted by a volunteer who fell head over heels for him, and he even has his own Instagram.
Aww.
And while approximately 5 dogs from Haarlem have been adopted, it's international adoption that holds even greater promise. So we urge you to visit and follow Haarlem Animal Shelter on Instagram. There you're going to find links on donation information for that new shelter, the construction they're talking about, merchandise, and the profiles of adoptable dogs. And if you're interested in seeing the dogs currently at the shelter, you can visit the website, jejeon.com. That's jejeon.com. And then also the at Haarlem Shelter on Instagram. So, yes. They even have a bank account number you can donate to. Yes.
Oh, nice. That's good. I'm guessing the flip side of this is that maybe there aren't many adoptions from within Korea from this shelter, aside from the volunteers. That's the kind of sad part, maybe.
Well, the thing is this. As you could see in a lot of the photos, many of these dogs are what you would consider KVDs, or Korean village dogs. Jindo mix, yellow, medium to large sized dogs. And honestly, ironically, even though Jindo is a Korean native dog, they're the least adopted because they're larger. They're considered to be like a farm animal. So you just leave them chained up outside your house all day without stepping inside of the house. So that's how they're considered. Many times they're considered. Of course, there are now younger Koreans who are adopting Jindos as well, which is a great thing. But these medium to large size dogs, you know, the public, general public hasn't quite warmed up to medium to large size. Cafes, places are going to be more accustomed and welcome to smaller dogs as well. So we technically, our dogs are like 12 to 15 kilograms between the two of them.
Yeah.
Each. And they're considered medium to large size. So anything over 15 kilo, if I took our dogs to the States, they'd be considered small dogs, right? But it's tough in Korea to have a medium to large size dog. You might get looks. You're just not, you know, the places aren't as open to you. Options aren't as open to you. So it's hard. It's hard. Especially you live in Seoul, you got apartments, etc.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we're definitely progressing, but still a long way to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's real hard work, you know, volunteering. I mean, it's nice and cute, the dogs and the animals, but you're putting in a lot of graft. So going there regularly, the school kids as well, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is great. It was awesome to see the kids. They love doing it as well. And it's not easy work. It's sometimes you might be doing some weed pulling. There's a lot of excrement cleaning up that you got to do that as well. And the dogs are great.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much for this today. We'll see you next week for another edition of What's Up in Jeju.
Yes, sir. I will see you then.
What's Up in Jeju is supported by the JDC, which is creating a free international city that resembles nature, embraces the future, and reaches the world. I'm Mark Wilson Che, with writer Choi Jung-yun. This is Arirang Radio.